News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A man shot dead by police in Milton Keynes in England on Tuesday has been named as an Irishman. David Joyce was his name. Enda Brady is a presenter with TRT World in London. Enda, good morning.
Good morning. Good to speak to you.
What do we know has happened, Enda?
So there was an incident just before lunchtime on Thursday at about 12:55. There were reports to the emergency services that a man was seen outside the front of Milton Keynes station with a firearm. Now, police sent an armed response unit, and when they got there, they were approached and challenged by a man brandishing a knife. That is what the police are saying. One officer fired a shot, and it was directly at the man. It struck him in the stomach, and they immediately performed CPR on him, but to no avail. So he died at the scene. And there is obviously now an investigation into what has happened here. It has been referred to the Independent Office of Police Complaints. They will lead on this. And the information we have is that the victim is a 38-year-old man, David Joyce, with an address in Milton Keynes, but originally from Galway.
Do we know if he was known to police? Had he been in trouble before?
There's been very little information about David Joyce, actually. Absolutely nothing in the media about his background, apart from the fact that he's from Galway. Now, what detectives are doing at the moment, obviously the IOPC, the police complaints people, they're investigating this. They've got hold of the body cam footage that the officers were wearing. They've also been looking at CCTV footage, heavily CCTV area out the front of Milton Keynes station. So they're piecing together everything that has happened. And they've also identified a number of people who were eyewitnesses who were on the scene, and they will be spoken to this week.
It's obviously a complex enough investigation at this stage. There will be further investigations into this, but right now it would appear that police will be under pressure to prove that they followed protocol.
Yes, absolutely. Look, any time, you know, a lot of people are pointing out, why has this gone to the police complaints? Any time a firearm is discharged in the UK by a police officer, they're obliged to refer this to the IOPC. Any time a single bullet is discharged by any police officer anywhere in England, they are absolutely legally compelled to do this. So that's why it's gone to the IOPC. But it will be a long process. But as I say, they've got a lot of the footage already and a lot of the CCTV and all of the body cams from the officers. And certainly the reports in the English media today appear to suggest that the individual charged at the police officers with a knife.
Okay, Enda Brady in London, thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.